Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we're both from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning, as we do every morning, from Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM in Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. A warm one this week, Farmer.
Oh, God, yes, it was.
It still is.
It was 95 on Wednesday with the heat, and they said that possibly, I don't remember, but Friday was worse. It was 98.
It was 97 in my car when I pulled into the lot.
Oh, God, I'm telling you, it's warm.
It hasn't been this warm here in quite a while, I would suggest.
I would suggest maybe we take some of those Irish listeners across the way and bring them over here.
They're having warm temperatures, too, like we said last week, I guess. So, but we're going to play some cool music. How's that?
I like the idea of cool music.
Okay, Jimmy Power, Lucy Farr, and Andy Boyle are on tap for me. Also, Patrick Ball, The Best of Enya, and Clannad. Maybe the Bothy Band. How about you, Farm?
Well, I got some Gaelic Storm, some O'Reilly and the Patty Hats, and some Dropkick Murphys today.
Okay, we got a nice potpourri, as it were, of Irish music.
There we go.
I better stop on my head.
please.
So, first up today, we're hearing from Jimmy Power, Lucy Farr, and Andy Boyle with Dr. O'Neill.
Thank you.
wasn't long ago that that song was all over the airways. You couldn't escape it. Not that I wanted to, but you couldn't escape it.
Yeah.
But anyway, everyone recognizes Enya, of course, Orinoco Flow, one of her big hits, and the name of the album is Very Best of Enya.
Who knew?
Who knew? And before that, we heard from Patrick Ball from his Celtic Harp Secret Isles CD with two jigs, Susie McGuire and Bridget Geary, the name of those jigs. And we started off with Lucy Farr, Andy Boyle, and Jimmy Bauer. They're from a CD that recorded Irish music as it was played in the pubs in London. And the name is called, the name of the CD is Paddy and the Smoke. The name of the tunes was were Dr. O'Neill and The Battering Ram.
Wow.
So, and you started us off with number 10 for him.
I'm starting this set off with number 10. Yes, I am. And that'll be Gaelic Storm.
Okay.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One day as I went down to yard by the sea, the sun it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a quay pint wouldn't do me no harm. I went into the barman, I said give me a stout. Says the barman, I'm sorry, all the beer is sold out. Try whiskey or vodka, 10 years in the wood. Says I, I'll try cider, I've heard that it's good. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. After lowering the third, I headed straight for the yard, where I bumped into Brophy, the big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law? Well, I upped with my fist and I shattered his jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up. Oh, sure 'twasn't, I hit him through the Johnny Jump Up. And the next thing I met down in Yalway the sea was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid of me life, I'll be hit by a car, would you help me across to the railway man's bar? And after 3 pints of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced at his feet. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. 'Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. Road a friend for to see, they call it the Madhouse in Cork by the Lee. When I got up there, the truth I do tell, they had the poor bugger locked up in his cell. Says the guard testing him, say these words if you can, around the ragged rocks the ragged rascal ran. Tell them I'm not crazy, tell them I'm not mad, 'twas only 6 pints of that cider I had. Now a man died in the Union by the name of McNab. They washed him and placed him outside on a slab. And after the coroner his measurements to take, his wife took him home to a bloody fine wake. 'Twas about 12 o'clock and the beer it was high. The corpse he sat up and he says with a sigh, I can't get to heaven, they won't let me up, till I bring them a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. 'Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up. Oh never, oh never, oh never again, if I live to 100 or 110. 'Cause I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up, after drinking a pint of the Johnny Jump Up.
I just want to give everyone a heads up that Van Morrison has a new album out, and you're going to be hearing from it right now. The album is called Remembering Now, and the name of the tune is Back to Writing Love Songs from Van Morrison.
Back to writing love songs. 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 I could play at the end of the day. What about soul and inspiration? What about taking it right back to the day? Gotta get my mojo working. Gotta tell you, baby, what I say. Back to writing love songs,
love songs.
Back to writing love songs,
love songs.
Back to writing love songs,
love songs.
Back to writing love songs. Make it pay at the end of the day.
Oh, my.
That was a good one.
When's the last time you heard Van Morrison that cheerful?
Oh, God.
It's been ages.
Like what I think what I say. It's unbelievable. That was good.
Very good. Very good. So I look forward to playing the rest of this album for you. Van Morrison, the name of the album CD is Remembering Now.
Remembering
Now. And before that, you heard from a production. There's three CDs called Escht. Songs in their native language. You heard Clannad with their tune, Shenkis. And Farmer, you started us off.
I did. I started us off with Gaelic Storm and Johnny Jump Up, and they had a jig in the end. It was the Morrison jig. And that came off their Special Reserve album. That was a pretty good
set.
I like the jig part at the end.
So today in Irish history, on July 5th, 1828, Daniel O'Connell was elected a member of Parliament for Clare and the first Roman Catholic representative since the Test Act was introduced in 1673. He stood against William Vesey Fitzgerald, who had been appointed to the British cabinet by the Duke of Wellington, a move that required him to stand for office. There was some ambiguity as to whether a Catholic like O'Connell could stand. In order to sit in Parliament, MPs had to declare that, quote, that the sacrifice of the Mass and the invocation of the Blessed Virgin and the other saints, as now practiced in the Church of Rome, are impious and idolatrous, unquote. However, it was clear that Catholic candidates could be elected without taking their seats, thus forcing the British government to remove the oath from Parliament and pave the way for Catholic emancipation. This is a very famous event. O'Connell told his supporters, quote, as a Catholic, I cannot and of course never will take the oath prescribed to members of Parliament, unquote. When the election results were announced, O'Connell had received 2,057 votes, and Vesey Fitzgerald had received 982.
Yeah, so it's like
in his victory speech, he said, quote, Wellington and Peel, referring to the English government, all shall be forgotten, pardoned and forgiven upon giving us emancipation, unconditional, unqualified, free and unshackled emancipation. O'Connell's speech to Parliament. The following year, on the 13th of April, the Roman Catholic Relief Act received royal assent, applying not only to Ireland but to Great Britain as well. It did receive some criticism. The property qualification to vote in Ireland went from 40 shillings, £2, to £10, significantly reducing the electorate. So in other words, when they gave Catholics the right to vote, they increased the qualifications. So in other words, you need to have property that was worth more than £10, which was a lot of money back in those days.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And so many Catholics didn't have property worth than 10. So they were disenfranchised when their co-religionists were being emancipated.
Yeah.
Complicated, I guess.
Hey, well, it's kind of what's happening today anywhere, just about everywhere.
However, O'Connell confided in a friend, quote, it is a comfort to have struggled for this glorious object and to have assisted in achieving a bloodless revolution, unquote, which it certainly was for the time.
Yeah.
O'Connell had to stand again as the act was not retroactive and he was returned unopposed in July 1829. So there you have it.
Yeah.
What do you got lined up for us, Farmer?
We're going to start this set off with a little Drop Kick Murphys.
Ah, number three.
Yeah.
The pictures tell the story. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning and before I'd start each day, light cigarette that smoldered in its tray, down a little something and then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, lay this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass, I saw beauty to the north. I drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo, in a rose tattoo.
Just
Batty Band. You probably recognize that from their initial album, second album, actually, their sophomore contribution. Oh. Old Hag, You Have Killed Me is the name of the album. And as you heard, the name of the tune is The Maid of Kilmore.
That was actually pretty good.
It always is. It's a great song. It really is.
I like it.
And before that, you heard from a band called All Smiles Tonight, with the from their album Poor Creature. I'll repeat that, Poor Creature. The Irish Times love this album. The name of the tune you heard is Adieu, Lovely Erin. So it was Irish.
Yeah, I do.
I do. Lovely Aaron. So I'll be looking forward to hearing some more of this and find out why the Irish Times liked it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to play us. What do you got?
I got started us off with Rose Tattoo by the Dropkick Murphys, and that came off their album Signed and Sealed in Blood. And this one we're going to start off with the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats.
Number six.
He took me by the hand, saying, I'll take you for a ride. I said, I cannot go there are things to get done. Said, boy, you must, cause I ain't got a son. There's a little secret no one should know. Deep into the forest, we both gotta go. I showed you the way, I earn my daily bread. But dare not to reveal it, or you're gonna lose your head. I made barrels of whiskey and angel champagne. It's something our process to keep away the pain. What I share with you, my love, is the biggest secret I've ever had. I make barrels of whiskey, it ain't no champagne. It's something our process to keep away the pain. At war on the battlefield, they've got more than a gun. My whiskey is their shield. Look at the crippled and wounded down the street. A passport to health and a bottle to their fate. You don't leave a child or sweetheart behind. This is a secret vow, so boy, don't be blind. I make barrels of whiskey, it ain't no champagne. It's something our brothers to keep away the pain. Something our brothers to keep
while you are enjoying Kalanin's Fancy, the Dash to Portobello, and Anna McLean. To say a complicated Irish name.
I guess.
So those are all reels, obviously. But nonetheless, this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, 88.7 WTBR-FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
And thanks, everybody, again, for listening to our show. As you do every week, we thank you. just watch everybody and have a good week. Stay tuned into our show again next week. Be good. Be kind. Keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.